masquerade. Yeah. Oh yeah. Are you really what we see on the outside? And hiding what you really are on the inside.
Got me listening to love songs again. Not that I didn't hear them before he came along. I couldn't feel them until I felt him. Chest pulsation overloads the system until I explode. Body sways to his melodic rhythm, beckoning him closer. Our dance begins and ends in syncopation. A good love song takes me on journeys I can't experience until the mind and heart agree that discovering new land is worth the trip. Sirens misguided the search for lover's rock. Christopher Columbus-like blunders crash-landed sensitivity on Faker's Bluff. Foreign terrain inhabited by phony souls dubbed the Fugazi. That day was recorded in infamy while natives enjoyed a Thanksgiving feast of souls. Muted tones lingered where beats belong. I didn't blend in that territory. It took years to escape. Rites of passage were finally granted. The path led towards someone real who was also misplaced amongst the gazes. Happy that we found each other, we feel love songs again. Rolling in the deep before stumbling upon our one and only. At last, cadences dictate our rhythmic expression. Struggle made our bond stronger. Sealed with a kiss, a ribbon in the sky ties us together forever. We were both worth the wait. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to make him happy, because he deserves to feel love songs, and so do I.
On me, I was blind now, put your good foot down. It makes you a winner. I respect that. Man, you're so fat. And you're all that. Plus supreme.
Then you're humble, man. I love your daily.
I can feel everything, everything.
Let's take
a long walk around the park. Conversation, verbal relations, stimulation, share our situation, temptation, education, relaxation, elevation. Maybe we can talk about Revelation 3:17. Or maybe we can see a movie, or maybe we can see a play on Saturday. Or maybe we can roll a tree and roll a tree and listen to a symphony. Or maybe two and just me. Or maybe. Maybe eat some passion fruit, or maybe cry.
Sip the blues, or just be silent. Let's take a long walk around the park after dark. Find a spot for us to spark conversation, verbal elation, stimulation. Share our situation, temptation, education, relaxation.
Bring your peace.
Bring your peace.
Bring your
go
peace.
In. Go in.
Grant
go
peace. Grant peace.
Grant peace.
Grant peace.
You are listening to Uprising Radio.
So Be It, written by Sylvia Blaylock, Sunday, December 8th, 2019, at 5:49 p.m.
Freedom ain't free if everybody ain't got some. I've said it time and again, but some have yet to hear the drum. That's okay. Do be you and all that you do. But know this too. The train is in the station. A break from your pen ain't no vacation. The art of communication is poetry. Literal, lyrical methodology. And with a world of words to choose from, we can move them in close with a soft hum. Know what I mean? You can hit a mic so fresh and so clean or gully as they come. Doesn't matter where you come from. Hit that mic like it owes you some. And then get it. Let your heartbeat set it. When you find that cadence, the crowd won't let you forget it. Know when you've got them and drop it on them smooth. Put the needle on the record and ride the groove. And let a bass line roll. Not a Fender or a Gibson, but the bass line in your soul. All that you are and have ever been is ready to take that pen for a spin. Let it all flow like spiritual indigo. The ancestors have tapped us to let the whole world know. Freedom ain't free if everybody can't get some. We've tried it their way, and now queendom has come. If both sides say the other can't be trusted, and both sides are still the same small change, maybe it's time for big things. I've said it time and time again. I'm tired of talking, and maybe it's time you see it. If verbs are more your speed, then so be it.
This is a father's warning. A promise that if anything ever happens to my son, that if you ever graze his beautiful face with billy club or bullet, confuse taser for pistol and write it up in your report as you label it an accident, I swear I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger that you would have thought that God or Samuel L. Jackson turned psycho. Something needs to change with some of these police officers that have hatred in their holsters, but this poem is not to spark a change. This is a father's warning, letting you know as a black father, I've done everything in my power to make sure that my son does not get shot by you. So I'm asking you to do everything in your power to make sure that you do not shoot him, to serve and protect him. You will not make me like Trayvon Martin's father because I am not that strong of a man. I am weak and reckless. I do not have the time to sit in a courtroom listening to testimony that tests my patience from a prosecutor that normally sends little black boys to prison, hoping that he'll be on our side to get it right. I do not have time to see if you will get it right. You will never convince me that it took an illegal Radio Raheem chokehold to take down my son. Forget that. I am his father. I play wrestle with him all the time, so I know exactly how strong he is. His mother will not yell no, scream why, and if the day ever comes, she comes to me with tears in her eyes, weakness in her lungs, no hope or breath in her wings, asking me, begging me, baby, do something. As God is my witness, I will snap, strike, scream, forget a march, I will fly off the hinges, release the kraken, turn into the same beast that you thought my son was when you pulled the trigger, scratch that, turn into the same beast you were when you pulled the trigger on my son. My son's name will not be used as a chant or a war cry. My son's face will not be used as a mural on the covers of t-shirts. My son will not have me and his mother dressed in all black, holding a picture of him on magazines. My son is not a beast. My son is not a threat. My son will bury me. I will not bury my son. My son, Trey, just turned 17, light enough to be considered a pretty boy, but dark enough to be called a suspect. And I know you're probably asking, do we get this upset when it's a black-on-black crime? No, because something seems so disgusting knowing that my hard-earned tax dollars are being used to hire an assassin to put a hit out on my son. I was once told that the only time that you should take a child away from his parents is at birth by the medical staff. And as soon as they're finished with him, they return him back to his parents. So if you see my son at a routine traffic stop or just walking down the street, I'm asking you, I'm begging you to make sure that you're able to return him back to his parents. This is not a poem. This is a father's warning.
Sean William, A Father's Warning.
I ain't pledging shit. I have a grievance against the allegiance, unfurled in a swirl of pretense. I can't count the lives spent in its defense, even when those 13 stars made sense. But they didn't, did they? I mean, not while they were defending, keeping slaves. Oh, so proudly she waved. Well, the bombs are still bursting in air. Raise your hands if you feel life ain't fair. Better yet, kneel in solidarity. I mean, who can tweet with such clarity? That's somewhat of a parody. There's no doubting the disparity, so let's add a few more stars. 50 in the 60s, and what those men are now kneeling for? Just trying to be what those stars claim to be, free. Yeah, we fought in his wars, still treated like eyesores, but we swore to defend its honor while still being dishonored. How patriotic can you be? Because overseas, some folk there don't see what you see. Well, fuck the stars. What about those stripes? We wore more of them on our backs. After the blood, they became those prison types. Yikes, did I say that? You're damn right I did. Folks just trying to live. How about this? Live up to those ideas. You remember, right? All men are created equal, or was that just for your people? Because that flag over them steeples, them saluters with the stiff arm, are trying to get back to the prequel. I mean, for real, dude. It's not about the flag. It's that bullshit swag it's based upon. Raising hand, man. Some of us feel that's wasted on. You haven't tasted harm from a country you went in armed, losing limbs, losing friends. Come back home, you're still a, yeah, to them. It only symbolizes home, a place on the map, because if it symbolized reality, it would look like crap. You saluting that? It can't mean what you want it to. I don't demean because I think it's cool. That's that chump fool. Just don't wave the flag in vain, because its value cannot be received in pain. That peace.
House arrest reloaded. Stuck in this mug. My coffee is Foxy Brown. Did you catch the Pam Grier reference? Looking at her topless like I was King David watching Bathsheba bathing. I had this on VHS videotape in the 80s, my webcam duct tape, but I'm afraid I'm under surveillance. Google search records me in front of a studio audience. Social media's applauding me for all I share. Centers censoring my mentorship messages. I'm mesmerized by the efforts to pretend they're my friends when they sent me to jail. Quarantine, I became this quarterback guzzling a quart of milk. Boredom sets in as I'm hypnotized by the hypocrites in their hypostasis politically. limited spaces, in domicile craziness, fighting complacency, complaining about education of Uranus again. Surfing English and Spanish channels, loving hip-hop ladies' butts inflated. Infomercials, air fryers, four easy payments. Damn, this virus changed us. We'll never be the same again. And yet, I want to live the sweet life of Zach and Cody. I got a thing for you, baby. That was low-key. I'm futuristic, meaning I don't stay in old things. I'm from Rochester, New York. Smile, brothers and sisters. This is your Kodak moment. That's that piece.
Harm's Way. Salute to my brothers in harm's way. The truth for my brothers, it's every day. Every way one can imagine a brother's life has become saddened. Madden. What's happening, man? We're collapsing. Joking about not voting. Side dosing some melatonin. Like a felon sees the door open. How you living? How you coping? Full of life, full of hope, and full of thoughts like we're back on those boats, man. Those bloody uniformed brothers piled deep in the moat, fighting for the right, some feel is a joke, and they're right in a sense. I mean, what's a little spilled innocence to promote the very thing that keeps us in this air? Despair is a harsh word, and we breathe the thick of it. We see that we're sick of it. It's time to reap what we sow. And we flow our feelings through prose, often revealing the struggle we know within the thinnest of reasoning. What beef is this where you can't choose your seasoning? Believing in what you want to, continue to say what you won't do. So why don't you? Salute to my brothers in harm's way. Those barely 17, shot on scene, sight unseen, not anymore. With those video whores, while some explore the notion to ignore like we've never seen before. Ponder that quote a bit. In fact, take note of it, because I spoke of it. That's not what I'm saying. I'm relaying a choice. When was the last time you followed your own voice? We repeat lines and we seek lines. We speak times that have long since gone by. Let bygones be bygones, Sundays but a day gone past. Do you still feel wronged? That deep chilling, cold feeling honor that's bestowed to bold well is to do what you're told. And to show well? Well, who knows? The choice is yours, claimed soldier. Brothers buried deep just for being outdoors. Mothers with prayer knees and kneeling on the color of a child who bleeds. Brother, I salute you. And would do lies recruit you? Then be wise to suit you and analyze the truth too. To state what behoves you makes me a tool. Pros and cons, and there's some cons and pros. We're in the middle of a pandemic like we've never seen before. A repetitive quote for the steady swing door. We repeat lines to defeat lines when it's our time on the floor. Check test, check test, check this. Who was following along with me? Ain't y'all tired of following along with free? Houston, we have a problem. Sometimes the vote can solve them. Been a lot of treasurers who rob men. They rob mostly brothers, but I can't prove when. I get so tired of proving I'm human. Proving to brothers of voters a valid movement. So fuck it. Vote. It's a better chance to remove them. Those oppressors who vet the very life you're fused in. Confused men lash out for amusement when now we can almost flat out refuse them. Our numbers don't lie, so why don't we use them? Salute to the brothers in harm's way. Aren't you tired of being classed by what others say? I saw a Confederate flag burnt live on Memorial Day. Next artist.
When will it be the right time to make your struggle be a means to an end and not the way and means till the end? When will we rise from the pyre of our expectations of life and reveal ourselves more than capable of subduing all that stands between us and our destiny? For it is we who have foretold to set it right, the destiny of all mankind. And why do we insist in believing that there is something that someone else needs to do before we ourselves can begin the uniquely assigned work ahead of us? And what will it take for us to know, knowing that we are ready to take up with purposeful actions the journey we've prepared for generations to take? When? Queens is not just a place in New York with good pizza, nor is it just a collection of flamboyantly gay men. When addressed in the plural, its meaning is kaleidoscopic, and like diamonds prismatically transmitted are the keys to all the universe in a simple, "I see you, sis." "See you too, sis." No inclination to the other dismiss, more intimate than a first kiss. Watching women show love without agendas, having no intentions except to support and befriend you. Networking to behold more than one at a time is either a stage for a coup or vortex of female power made more powerful exponentially. We each made more strong as we support and are supported by self-realized women who see the same in you. Success is not the measure of possession so much as the possession of measures with which to discern, with more than a wing and a prayer or a truth and a dare or perfectly combed hair. Patience and your exertions to your purpose. Let even your random actions default to your good. Merge what you are willing to do with what you have the means to. Collaborate in principle and execution while being guided by common vision and purpose. Organize your own thoughts while purposefully expecting the same from those you work with. Uniformity, inflexibility, and sameness are not the building blocks of progress. So remember to treat each disagreement as an opportunity to grow and not an attack on your state of progress. By first integrating the various moving parts of our own persons, we begin the process of connecting to the world around us. To be possessed enough with responsibility that you include the needs of those you would see represented, done so to the best of your ability to do so. That your life and what you believe it represents now and in future hindsight is worth your every effort to use it for the most good, starting with yourself. Know that we were meant to see it through. Now rock that crown, queen. Nothing. The absence of obstacle is underrated. Our own reflection, we're taught to hate it. Being fed lies of no real substance by the soulless lost sheep among us. Reality shames this virtual reality. That weapon formed to defeat us will never be. Nothing compares to you. Is. Be present in your present. Stand firm in now. Truth stands tall and just is. Impossible. This is not in our vocab. Need some defeatist rehab. What we set our minds to, we can pull to view. When queens work together, there is nothing we can't do. When queens unite, nothing is impossible. And that's that piece.
I am the Creator's daughter, a spiritual being blessed with a keen third eye functioning as her voice of reason. A child of the atmosphere bearing blood of her people that spilled throughout the land. I am hope, patiently waiting for comforting chords sung in harmony by every creature that has breath. Tickled pink by peace filling the void left by chaos. I am bilingual, fluent in several dialects known to man. Well versed in the native tongue of our ancestors. I am she, her, me. Family in every sense of the word. The sister who nags her siblings. First, second, and third cousin holding her kin down. The aunt standing in for mom. I am Fort Knox. A confidant that knows but won't tell. A friend who won't violate the code or give up the key. I am a girl playing hopscotch, a woman doing double dutch, a lady held in high regard, the sweetheart who became lover, soon thereafter declared wife. Mother of gifted stars, companion to the world, I am queen, a breadwinner, head of the household yet submissive when Mr. takes charge. I am tough, the weight of earth lifted by these hands. Its burdens buried beneath my smile, then carried across continents on these shoulders. A frugal spendthrift wearing size 10 kicks, stepping lively in the name of decency. I am a heroine, clumsily graceful yet beautifully built because I said so. I am confidence deprived of arrogance, waiting with humility. Love surrounded by hate, joy and pain when the sun shines or if it rains. I am forgiveness with compassion for our souls, housing not one insidious bone inside a frame that fails to turn green with envy. I am she who loves her because we can only be me.
And it's about to explode. I don't mean to be rude. Wait a minute. Yes, it is. Why can I not be accepted or even respected around my own folks, our own nation? But when I say I want to switch genders or change my occupation of social denomination, then they want to say they cool with me. Not saying I ever would do that, but I'm like, man, why do you really want to fool with thee? Why don't people even like each other anymore? Why can, when I say it outside, why when I put my hand, pump it in the air and yell out black pride, why do people get upset when I speak? But when I see something that's mamby-pamby and candy-crushy, then that's the eardrums they want me to peek, but I'm getting tired. I'm getting tired of all of these years and all of these tears that I have shed. So many different problems and situations that were going in my head. People trying to shut me up and cut me up like banana nut bread. And now I'm like, man, should I be one of those another statistics that's laying flat on the concrete, victim of massive amounts of bloodshed? But I say, why get mad with my black pride? I ain't got to be a Black Panther to be full of black pride. I understand my ancestors, that's why I'm full of black pride. And you talk about all of these different things about how can you say that you are God or even a king. I said that God even said it best. He said we were made in his image. So I had to get up on this track and field. I mean, I got ready for this football scrimmage. So when he told me that I was a son of a king, I knew that I'd be in it. So my mind had to reverse all of the psychological damage it had. And it had to re-spin it. I'm a king. But not because I want to be the king of all crowns or crowns of all kings. It's just that I know he's the master and ruler and controller of all things, but he gave me these abilities. He gave me the way to speak, and the way that I speak at times makes knees type of weak, but he showed me how to be proud of me. He showed me that every time that I look at the mirror again and again, even though my mind and heart sometimes is draped up in sin, he said, look at the sun and get energized by the melanin. And he said, you're still one of mine. You're still one of mine, my kin. So I said, black pride. Black pride, black power, whatever you want to call it, red, black, and green, whatever you want to call it. I would say it when I'm drinking this water until I'm staggering back like an alcoholic, I got black pride. So since I'm pro-black, you call me racist. Well, I guess I can flip the whole stage and start changing faces because when you're racist, you call it justice. I ain't racist against none of y'all. Y'all ain't got nothing to do with me, but since all of us are still same black people, I don't understand why people don't want to fool with me. See, I love when truth starts to envelop somebody's mind and soul, and it changes the direction of how they used to roll. But you looking at me funny because now I spit bold, now that I talk cold, now that I'm like, whoa, now that my beard is ready and salt and pepperish and ready to grow, people look at me funny, but I don't even know. I'm just full of black pride. Why aren't you? Why? My brother and sister in East Matrix Black.
Charles Beast King Wilson. Rest in peace.
Go.
I've been squeezing black rocks for years. Now one became a diamond. Oh, they shine real pretty while their spirits start to grow. I shine them up until they glow. And it's real nice to know they all love me so when their lives were low. But what about me, though? Am I just too busy to dream now, spinning visions into actions, all that can be seen now? Dreaming for one was never how I've done. The personal work now laid before me of living out my destiny. Selfless martyr had a nice ring to it, but Jesus beat me to it. So live woke and present is how I must do it. They say I've got some kind of map on me. And as entendres go, that one kind of grows on me. I am the raised hand in the middle of your sermon. I am the unanswered unasked enough question of spiritual proportions. I am the hand that shifts from arm to arm, a question yet asked, already avoided. I am the arm held up by the other arm as they take turns with the hand that remains raised, intent on being the first to ask, suggesting they hear nothing but their own unasked. And I am the they that hears all and waits for the question to be answered with the many words you even now know. I listen intently because my arms and legs and soul and hands are tired. No word you speak answers the question I most need answered. What about me? Well, I am a poet. I am a loaded gun with no trigger, full of bullets and learning not to aim at my own head. I am a loaded gun with no trigger, full of bullets and learning not to aim at my own head. I am the one who always got into trouble, who always did the thing, who always chose to try it and see what happens. The one who would take the punishment that came from doing the damn thing that I knew I really needed to do. Quiet is kept. I am you. I am a book full of pages I thought no one wanted to read, or whose cover rendered me unreadable, illegible, or in a foreign language I didn't understand. I'm not a book. I am an album. I can't be read. I can be seen. I can be heard. And for some, I can be felt very deeply. Oh, so deeply. I thought I was there only for those who chose to seek me. Quiet is kept. That is when I am most me. I am a song still in composition, an aria screamed with or without a mission, done alone in my car or for a very high commute. I am a message said, a poem read. I am a lyric harmonized. I am a reef. Larry Edwards Ice. I bring my love in it. Supersized, leaving hearts baptized in poetical sunrise. When as one we reach that high note like we're reaching for the skies, quiet is kept, I see it in your eyes. I am alone now in a room. Quiet is kept, something makes my home. My conspiracy theories are fully grown now, calling my fear lock a home sweet home. As Armageddon sets the stage from the back of this cage, with the whole world set on rage, America finally comes of age. Meanwhile, still alone, still home, still using this pen to stab to the bone. If the truth is going to be rough before it gets better and must be said, and deep down we know this, isn't it our job to tell it as poets? I am a poet. I am a poet.
I want what I want when I want it. Let a brother say that shit and she's disjointed. Point is, let a sister say that shit and he's disjointed. Point is, we all want shit when we want it. Point is, within 10 business days or one day delivery, point is, people of the day don't do apostrophes. Point is, we don't wait or trust fate, so we accept the latest livery. Chivalry is dead, and the dead die from shivering. Point is, life is cold, despite what we're told. Hidden curses within Bible verses, unless you skip a page or three or burn some sage leaves. Point is, The demons we perceive do leave inevitably, duly noted demonstratively. We demonstrate on what we believe. We participate because of ease. Point is, point being, throughout this poetry reading, we will listen without researching, while we feel what we're feeling, while we hide what we're feeling. Point being, this evening, someone died from not believing. We want what we want and can't wait. Go on, be foolish. You know what the rule is. Someone tried to keep on living by leaving the boundaries that we're teaching. Point is, point being, through the most poignant reading, they ended up being pronounced delayed. There's no time to waste on free stuff. We don't have a grasp on freedom. Like we're dumb, definitely lum and then some. I'm a car-carrying member of the broke woke son, stoked to want to get some payback for the playback. For those of you who play black, that shit don't matter. Bipolar friendships because you party with some kinship. Black lives matter, but we don't get the right to defend it. Point is, I'm feeling a little disjointed. Anointed, I'm going to need you to go to the other room. Folks getting bolder to normalize our doom. I don't need another free TV to pacify me. Oh, Lord, I can't dance today. I can't stand to see what I see. Delegitimize these bitter eyes through the lines I read about. Spit I give a shit about. Point is, the law trying to take us out. Next artist.
That concludes tonight's Noble Bar, hosted by Uprising Radio and the Queen Network. Good night.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it, yeah. Just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we're just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now. Just you and me.
About black power at this day, this time, this hour. When the national unemployment rate is too high, but amongst blacks and Hispanics is over 17%. Who out there talking about black power this day, this time, this hour, when a black man, a black king cannot pay his bills? He is demeaning to watching as his black woman, his black queen, goes out and pays the bills. She now wears his pants. He's reduced to being daddy daycare. Now y'all know that shit ain't fair. Who out there talking about black power this day, this time, this hour, when our sons are sagging? Some do it as a fashion statement. Some do it as a coded message promoting homosexual consent. This they probably learned while in prison, with their asses up and their wrists bent. Who out there talking about black power this day, this time, this hour, when our daughters are way out there? I said, who talking about black power this day, this time, this hour, when our daughters are way out there? Tattoos, pierced nipples, pierced vaginal lips, unplanned parenthood, apple bottom jeans, all this before she is 16. By the time she is 18, she is the neighborhood whore. Seems like no one loves her anymore, Lord, Lord, Lord. Who out there talking about black power, man? We gotta get our neighborhoods back. We gotta start a ground attack. We gotta move all these liquor stores out of our hoods and replace them with stores that sell low-cost goods. And I'm not talking about weed spots or crack cocaine parlors. It's 2013 and crack is whack. Who out there talking about black power this day, this time, this hour? We gotta fight the man, the government, but we must be careful for his weapon of choice is the color green. See, without that green, there is no black power, no white power, no euro, no peso. And dig this, we don't mint the money, we don't print the money, and we barely get to spend the money. Who out there talking about black power when they call our first black president a liar, a coon? They even depict him as a gorilla in a cartoon. As a gorilla in the cartoon, man. And dang, they always ain't even trying to criticize Michelle Obama because of her bangs, man. Man, they always doing something. They always saying something, man. But what we saying? Who out there talking about black power this day, this time, this hour? Who out there talking about black power this day, this time, this hour? Who out there talking about black power this day, this time, this hour? I am. You are. We are. Black power. Black power. Black power. Man. Black power, baby. Who out there talking about black power? We are. We are. We are.
Get the hell out of corporate America, man. Like, this whole wage system that we are in is complete BS, man. It's not worth your energy being depleted by dealing with these corporate companies that don't care about you at all. Corporate America. Corporate America. Corporate America.
I want to give a shout out to corporate America. Whoever behind the scenes pulling the strings, y'all yelling the government is all bullshit, but who's passing out checks, money orders, unmarked envelopes full of cash? Got the officials' pockets all lined up under control. Will I disappear from my voice I used to reopen your eyes? Yeah, I agree, it will get worse than it ever will get better. As I can't believe down in Mexico, the cartel, aka a crime organization, is handing out care boxes for the people, the public. I mean, ain't that some shit? As they can't wait to stand back and let us choke, drown in drugs, in your life sniffing them dope. Black on black wars, what they want is buy more convenience stores down the street where you live to prove their point. In my own words, a reason sought. No, I'm the guy poised out what you are thinking, but choose not to accept. Too concerned with your rep, need to alter your mindset, expand your concept. Sue's the dog handing out printed names they say need to be red marked. Let's lay out distractions, toss a revolver,
disappeared out of nowhere. We still don't know what happened. Next, unnamed children's virus, where the hell did it come from? Hold up, they thought we forgot people acting like zombies. I mean, was that a virus? Yeah, let's put that on rats. Now we got corona, and the bodies just keep piling up. I mean, so many diseases out of nowhere, then mysteriously disappears. I'd even call it insight as the rich buy tickets on a spaceship to find another livable planet. Real talk, this is no joke. Abandon this planet. Leave us, a.k.a. the riffraff, here and go fuck up another planet. I wonder, did the riffraff create the pollution that fucked up the ozone? Amber Alert, no franchise, do you know what you consume? Even the marks of a star in the head could be doom and gloom. Let me take a minute and start reading the ingredients on the back of what I purchased. Keep one of us remains downfiles, they cross their fingers, want us to stop trying to scratch the surface. So want us to have purpose. As Dr. King, they die for our dreams. Corporate America forever want us to get lost in their schemes. I refuse to become the American being. Don't get me wrong, I love the fact that I am an African American. But if we don't continue to see these phantom chains, then corporate America will continue to warp our brains. It is corporate America, and that's always from DSR. Oh, damn day.
What's happening is these people who work for corporate America, who did what they needed to do to keep their job and keep working and keep their employers happy, are getting fired anyway. They're getting fired anyway because they have no control over their job. And they were all notified without warning that they're losing their job. These people, you know, they're loyal, they're hardworking, they're family people, and these Facebook companies, they don't care about you. Okay, that's the point of this, is they don't care about you. If you have a job of any kind, if you are not the boss, if you don't own the business, you have no control over how long you're going to have that job. It could be tomorrow, it could be next month, next year, before they decide they fire you. And I promise you this, the moment it makes sense to replace you, they will. Because that's just how business works. There's no loyalty, they couldn't care less about you, or your situation, or how long you've worked there, or how loyal of an employee you've been, or how awesome an employee you've been, it doesn't matter to them. The moment it makes sense, if they can save money, if it makes business sense to replace you, they are going to replace you. That's how business works, and you have no control over that.
You gotta walk like a warrior, stomp through the battlefield. Keep your head up, march on. You gotta walk like a warrior, stomp through the battlefield. Keep on moving strong. Walk like a warrior, stomp through the battlefield. Keep your head up, march on. You gotta walk like a warrior, walk, walk, walk on.
We crashed the song like a mastodon. Windshield glasses torn from the plastic bombs. Like we was Cleon, Ajax, and Swan. And you'll receive drastic burns from my acid tongue. My goal is to settle beefs and skirmishes until I'm 6 feet deep underneath the firmament. Permanent peacekeeper with the street sweeper. The heat seeker must be bleak. Reaper think for the most. Follow the soldier code. And when I unroll this roll, I'll expose your soul. And I patrol the road until the roads are closed. And I spit golden flows till the globe explodes.
It's like a warrior song like we shall overcome. Concrete beat street with bombs, guns and fire. Dreadlock push block with blood clot cop. We stay stressed and still chef. Who is left in the face of the ominous? Wind stays ominous. The healthcare promise is broke. But if we make motorcycles out of dirt bikes, broke with a car, my car, we went funk for the neighborhood. Drunk what I maybe should, could pursue. Sober up to I do. Get about it, these crimes only begun. Watch me walk into the sun.
Yeah, walk like a warrior. Talk like a warrior. Yeah. Cause cash blow your house down like Hurricane Gloria. Creep down your corridor.
Hello.
Your lane's rock the same until the gang got revived. Look deep into my eyes, see the eyes, they never lie. $1 million at the taxes for the thoughts I comprise. Spies go deep to peak, catastrophe, monopoly. Suck them while I walk them, gotta kick them off my property. Drop a G, I go robotic. I spit it how I live it, catastrophe, head's knotted. To live like me, it's so psychotic. Keep your teeth crossed and keep your eyes sighted.
You gotta walk like a warrior. Keep your head up, march on. You gotta walk like a warrior. Stop through the battle. Say what? Keep on moving strong. Walk like a warrior. Stop through the battlefield. Keep your head up, march on. Hey, you gotta walk like a warrior.
Yeah.
Walk, walk on, walk
yeah.
on.
I got my head to the sky, my feet on the grind. My speech elite, the only means to survive. I'm carried by the wind, but I'm born to Zion. On a fast track mission, the plan's aligned. I arrived on time, but I'm out in the climb. I'm not brainwashed, cutty, my rhyme's divine. A lot of y'all look crazy like you lost your mind. So impressed by the shine, we one of a kind. And I walk like a panther, a cheetah or lion. I'm a warrior, inclined and Buddha design. Got a script, I'm a flip full of thankfulness. When you see me, hold your fence and walk like this.
Walk a lot, stalk, stalk a lot. Chop off a lot, heads on the lot. Unorthodox, styles organized. Caught motor minds, off of the guard. Show your right, show your mind. It's only right, ain't flowing right. Focus your not focus right. It's over now, life's going out. Blow the mind, blowing up your spots. Choking ya with a token of opiate, swam, no better fine rhyme. Competitive.
Breakfast, come and get it, kid. After this, we gon' throw these words like fierce and pierce the black heart.